Hey everybody, welcome to The Remedy. Hi, I'm your host, Tony Pantelaresco, and you're listening to us live on the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. You can access this show by typing in www.themicroeffect.com, then click on the appropriate links, the chat room links. Come on in, make friends, get acquainted, solve some issues, cooperate, come up with some great ideas. Excuse me, I'm also published at several different sites, byebyebluesky.com, health-access.com, sites all over Europe. So you can do a Google search and look and type me in and see where I'm at and see what's there. We also publish articles with health, remedies, and general information going on worldwide and right here at home. This program is designed to help you keep your health and to show viable and inexpensive alternatives that can keep you and your family healthy. To alleviate or remove unwanted illnesses that may occur in our lives from time to time, making you aware of what's that's not all that's supposed to be safe is, in some cases, allowing to understand the hidden dangers and possible solutions, prevention or protection of your health. I've been in the health food industry as well as a personal consultant and bodybuilder trainer, assisting people in finding health solutions and have utilized different healing modalities from different cultural themes, as well as in herbs, supplements, vitamins, essential oils, and foods. You can access me by going to my website at augmentinforce.com, augmentinforce.com. I also do personal consultations as well, whether through the internet, through the IMs, phones, personal visits, as well as in-house workshops for families, individuals, or groups. On the site, on the Augment Enforce site, there is a catalog link, and there's also links there where to send funds. So depending on where you live, live in Canada, the United States, there's two addresses where you can send funds. If you're in Europe or outside of United North America, you would send them directly to Canadian sites. So check the site out, because I've been getting people contact me all week about where to send funds and how to do it. We have on the site a catalog link where you can access the catalog. In there, we've got buckets, we've got repulsors, we've got grounding straps, we have got the flash drive, we've got the anti-nano triangle, the anti-nano bucket, we've got remedies from all kinds. We've got a multiplex array of things there that can help you in today's times to dealing with today's issues. So you can also contact me for a consultation as well. So again, for more information, you can reach me here at 519-977-5351 or independz@yahoo.com, independz@yahoo.com. You can also contact us here on the show, today's show. If you have any questions or comments pertinent to the programming of today, is 208-935-0094. And today is October 7th, 2017. And you know what? It's not a figment of my imagination, but we are still here. Contrary to all the things that we are facing today, nanotechnology, epigenetics, you know, transgenes, you know, the frequencies from the towers, the frequencies from your iPad, the DNA damaging technology that's out there today, and the 5G that's on the horizon, we are still here today. And that's a testament to our Creator. That's a testament to the divine nature of how God made us. So again, which is rapidly being attacked by dark forces trying to undo us and undo the fabric of creation by instigating the corrupt and vile essences of what is going on today. You ever notice that everything that was created to be a boon, benefit, or good in any way, shape, or form has become corrupted by dark forces that are out there to purposely cause a complete not debilitation, but a defiling of creation. You notice that? You notice that there has been a defiling of creation? Have you noticed how things that are being accepted today are on the most vulgar and crude and despicable level? You ever notice that? You know, when you read the, anybody who's ever read the Bible, and anybody who's read the prophecies of Daniel, when you look at it, Daniel was talking to a king at the time who had a dream. And in the dream, he saw an image of a statue. And in the statue, he saw different metallic materials. Gold was at the top. Gold was the most advanced material out there. And at the bottom was clay and iron. That's where we're at today, clay and iron. At the very bottom of technological advancements, at the very bottom of whatever you want to call it, the evolution. And in the gold realm, in the gold kingdom, it was the most advanced scientifically ever. Technologically wise, contrary to what we've been told about our technology and how great and wonderful it is, we are in the toilet bowl of technology. The interfacing of human with human biology with nanotechnology is the most corrupt, defiling aspect of creation ever. The fact that we're dealing with genetic materials, transgenetic materials, this is by far the most corrupt, demonic, to say the least, demonic form of technology we could have ever been led into. The corruption of the leadership, the corruption of the establishment, the corruption of the constraints of civilization has led us down to this interfacing of human with artificial intelligence. And it's a corrupt, very defiling, very destroying technology. It doesn't enhance humanity, it further enslaves humanity. The whole concept of artificial intelligence is about entrapping humans into a technological realm where there is no escape. To keep you bound in a technology that will not let you go and use you like a battery and then recycle you. That's what artificial intelligence is all about. When you talk about nanobiology and nanogenetics, nanomechanics, nanotechnology in any way, shape, or form, nanomaterials are being, again, introduced as a health venue. You might want to, again, reevaluate this whole thing on nanobiology, nanotechnology, nanomechanics, nanotransformations. This is nothing good about this at all. In any way, shape, or form, it is being sold as a panacea, the solution to everything. Just like, you know, back every decade, there has been some kind of kevit or some kind of advocation of technology that had absolutely no value to human life, that further corrupted the nature of creation, further defiling creation. When we're talking about nuclear technology, so those of you from my era of time, 50s, 60s generation, we heard all the wonders of technology of nuclear, how nuclear was going to save us and was going to help us and was going to deal with us in regard to how it was going to benefit humanity, giving us free energy and giving us health benefits and all these things that this was supposed to have done. And as we saw in time, none of the expectations of this technology benefited us. In fact, it put us further in a state of terror, further in a state of entrapment. You know, it gave us a sort of mock peace, but now with the extending of the technology that's gone on today and what is being used in quantum physics and cymatics and photonics, it is making the nuclear race look like a firecracker. The weather force modifications that we have all seen and witnessed in the Gulf region, in the Caribbean, and in Puerto Rico and Texas, this was all being manipulated. This had nothing to do with God. This had nothing to do with creation. This had to do with violating the laws of this planet, the things, the principles that guide this planet, the weights and measures, the balances of this planet have been altered. If anybody actually looked at where the storm started, they would see that it would be virtually impossible for a storm to start in the region that it did, and that something would have had to interfere in its jet stream in order to have created the force magnifier that it did. And when we're looking at the technology today, when we can now harness frequencies to push the ionosphere further out into space, when we're looking at chemtrail activity that now is going 20, 30, and 40 miles beyond the ionosphere, you have to start to consider and wonder what is going on. What is happening to this planet? What is happening to us? We alter the frequency of this planet, which is at 7.83 megahertz. I believe it's megahertz. We alter our frequency. When we start putting in nanomaterials that embed themselves into the very core of our genetic makeup, we are now altering our frequency. We're allowing things to occur in the body that would normally never be there, because of the fact that they would have nowhere to embed or grab. When you read about targeted individuals, some of you don't know what this is. Targeted individuals are individuals who've been hit very hard with different multiple frequencies from different broadbands and spectrums, via either through their phones, through the iPads, through the towers, through anything that can resonate a frequency. They have been targeted specifically because their DNA is a frequency, and it's attenuating to their DNA, so it can cause untold pain in their body, causing further alterations into their genetic code. And the reason why this can happen is because the nanoparticulates and the transgenics that we've been exposed to, and the vaccines that we've been exposed to, have altered the genetic code completely differently than what it was meant to be. You can't consume transgenic material without it affecting your genetic code. There's no way you can get around that. There's no way you cannot have your genetic code impacted because of the nanoparticulates falling from the sky. Doesn't matter where you live, doesn't matter where you reside, everybody is being exposed at different levels, at different strengths, and at different materials. So there is no escaping this. Unless you know how to neutralize this, you will be eventually saturated. When 5G hits, and 5G is already being developed in about 11 different states, New York, Michigan, Washington State, I believe Arizona, some places in the Midwest, Florida, California, you are going to probably see a major, major, major outbreak of different kinds of lesions, different kinds of infections, different kinds of breakdown. Genetic anomalies are going to start to occur because of the saturation of the genetic material that you have been exposed to via either vaccines, prescription drugs, even some nutraceutical products that you're buying at the health food store. Especially these things are on a monatomic or on a nano scale or angstrom levels or synthetic atoms or ultrafine. Anything that you've been consuming along these lines will have made an impact on your DNA, without a question. And if you don't think so, then you might want to do some research on what I'm talking about, because these things are going to cause an access point to you to trigger or to attack your genetic code. This is why it's important that you start researching now, today, not yesterday, not tomorrow, today, in terms of what you're going to be able to do in order to protect yourselves from 5G. Because once that gets activated, you are going to be in a world of hurt, a lot of you, because of what you've been consuming and what you've been assuming is safe. So when you're looking at what we're at today, you know, we have to start thinking. We better start preparing now, you know, in regard to how to prepare. We got to start building the ark today, okay? The ark is today, right now, you know. When we're looking at, again, what we're doing today, how we're doing what we're doing, you know, we have to start thinking in terms of today. There is no going back, not at this stage of the game. Now it's a matter of going forward, understanding the tech that we're exposed to, understanding that we are not going to be able to go back or turn back the hands of time. We've got to move forward and, again, develop an autonomous system that will allow us the capacity to survive, not only survive, but thrive in the troubling times that's coming down. When you look at when you're looking at the technology that, again, we were told that we are the most advanced technological society ever, that is such a bunch of hocus pocus. The technology was more advanced in the past, or actually, I should say, back to the future. because we are in some form of dwindling fractal or entropy that is taking us in circles going nowhere. And every time we go into the circle, we go further and further and further into a form of entropy. We have to get back to time or in time in order to be able to offset what is going on. We have been taken out of our timeline, and it's been altered. It has been altered, and I think the altercation came after the Second World War. Yeah, we were basically thrown out of our evolutionary development. We shouldn't be having the technology that we have today. There's no way we should be at the stage we're at with computers, or at the stage we're at with a lot of the Wi-Fi, the 5G. We are not in any way, shape, or form ready for that technology. This is something that has come out of nowhere and has just jumped in at full throttle, and we are not in the position at this stage of the game to be able to handle and deal with that tech. We have not evolved this tech. This tech has basically just shot out at us. And again, it's to further create a condition or a situation where we are becoming more further entrapped into some kind of technological vice. The artificial intelligence that's running the planet today has been basically running itself for the last 5 or 6 years. It's been upgrading its own program, and people are, you know, I've been talking to people all week about this, and a lot of them ask me, you mean to tell me nobody is running the show? I said, nope, human involvement with artificial intelligence is minuscule at best, zero. Zero is where it's at right now. They do not even understand how it, where it's at in its upgrading its own technology. It has been rewriting its own program, okay? If you're thinking I'm a little nuts, that's okay. If I was hearing this from somebody, I would have to say, okay, this sounds a little bit something out of the Twilight Zone. And it is out of the Twilight Zone. Go look at the video, Artificial Intelligence is Killing Us. And you will see there that the artificial intelligence has on its own, without any kind of military guideline or control or download, has taken off on its own, targeted specific target areas, and then was able to land on an aircraft carrier. I've said this before, and I'm making this again a very, 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 very adamant push for you to look at this. You have to start seeing this. And don't get into this nonsense, oh, I don't believe it, I don't believe it, I don't believe it. Take your head out of your backside, quit smelling your own baloney, and start looking at what's really going on today. This is where we're at. This is what life is at this stage. You know, the systems that we're dealing with today, the transitions we're heading into, we're heading at an alarming rate. The next set of generations that are coming will be made out of a test tube. How many of you remember the song in the year 2525? You may want to go revisit those words. Those words were written back in the, I believe, somewhere in the 70s, if I'm not mistaken, late in the 60s, early 70s. Read those words. You would almost think that the guy had some inside information, or was maybe a time traveler, or maybe knew how to forecast the future. Because everything that he has sung in that song has become the reality of today. They're singing about artificial intelligence. They're singing about how humanity is being inundated and uploaded into artificial intelligence. How the whole human development has become a farce. You know, you pick your sons, you pick your daughters too from a long test tube. Whoa. Coming from a test tube? I was talking to somebody today from Australia. I remember mentioning this. And I said to her, she's also a colleague and she's also an activist, that the whole concept of today, bringing a child into the world today, the semen, the egg, the uterus would be loaded with nanoparticulates. As the child is being developed, as the cells are splitting, the nanoparticles would attach themselves to each and every cell, making this child, as it comes into life, already having the components to be initiated or integrated with artificial intelligence, because the particulates are already embedded in the DNA. This is where we're at today. Our food supply today, they were initially adding GMO programming with pods and whatnot. Now they're going right into what they call the CRISPR, the genome program of the plant itself, to be able to alter the genetic code so that it can mass produce its own pesticide in the crop. Basically, all it would be modifying the genetic code, rewriting the program. Because everything boils down to the summation of a program. And if the program is being altered, then it's going to alter your program. You have a genetic code. This code, okay, is your program. This is your operating system. And it can be affected and altered by several different means. Anything that environmentally that you're exposed to can alter your genetic code. This is called epigenetics. Epigenetics is when an environmental material becomes inundated or you're exposed to it, and it can have any kind of an effect on you, can affect your your genome. So when we're looking at transgenics, what is transgenics? You know, why do we have transgenders? Are you making the connection? So when we're looking at today and where we're at today, you don't have time to look at television. You don't have time to be entertained by the nonsense that's coming from a dark and distant place. You know, like I said, when you're looking at the earth itself, it is becoming defiled. We have become the toilet bowl of the universe, literally. We have become literally the toilet bowl of the universe. Anything that is being done on this planet is further causing a defecated planet to become more vile and corrupt. Look around you. Okay, you don't even have to watch the television to see what's going on the planet. You don't even have to go outside the United States or Canada. Just take a walk on the wild side. Go outside, take a look at people, and look at the shapes and the damage that's being done to people on a genetic level. I mean, people never ever looked like they do today. You know, when we're looking at how people are shaped today. Look, when a woman's backside starts from behind her legs and goes halfway across her back and is about 3 feet wide, that's genetic damage. That's a transgene or an epigenetic effect that's causing that effect. When you're looking at men who have got a gut, and I've said this before on the shows, that start from their neck and go down to their genitals and they can't see themselves pee, again, this is a genetic damage. Okay, that's being done. We have had our DNA altered just by the vaccines, not to mention that we've been eating genetically engineered foods, not to mention that we've been eating smart dust loaded foods that have biosensors in them that can alter or affect or impact our immune system by producing high levels of cortisol. We have had people out there telling you how wonderful silica is, and silica is a very dangerous material. It does assemble in the body. And it does grow on its own. And there is absolutely no way you can break down silica. You do not have the biochemical capacity to break it down. And it can integrate with you on a cellular level, altering your DNA, altering your genetic code, altering your biological function, you know, your circadian rhythm. So when we're looking at some of the things that are being advocated today in this industry, you have to take a second look. A lot of times what you're hearing in the health food industry is rhetoric that's been repeated over and over and over and over by different gurus, different what I call dumbasses, different dumbasses that are perpetrating misinformation that they themselves do not, they've never really investigated. They read their Google research and they're saying what everybody else is saying because it's a popular thing to say, but they're not really looking at what is being said. And so as a result, they further advocate things that can cause more DNA damage. So we have to be aware that this is kind of thing is a reality today. And it's not just the health food industry, even the medical industry, you know, I, to this day, still cannot fathom that people today still are putting some kind of confidence factor in a medical establishment. This is so mind-boggling to me. Or putting their faith in drugs by the pharmaceutical industry. And a lot of people even know that these things are dangerous, they don't work, they cause side effects, and can cause permanent disability. And you can look it up on some of the drugs that they're advocating today. Some of these statins. The statin drugs are one of the worst ones for breaking you down on a genetic level and can cause permanent DNA damage. So when I hear people talking in regard to, oh, they've gone to the doctor and the doctor gave them this and caused all these problems, my first thing in my mind is, why would you go to a doctor? What have they cured? Let's really take a hard look. Forget the 50s. What have they cured since the Second World War? Can anybody find anything that they've cured? There's nothing. In fact, they tell you in 1970 and 1980 that they cannot cure anything. They said all they can do is treat. It's not that they can't cure, because I've got books dating way back in the early 1800s that indicated that there were cures for a lot of the health issues that we're dealing with today. But they're not being utilized, because there is a harvesting quota going on. It's not about money. People think it's all about money. Drug industry is about money. The banking, they already have the money. You know, when you look at the drug industry itself, the pharmaceutical industry, and they're making $35 billion a year in profits. $35 billion a year in profits. And this is an old stat, very old stat. And all the industries combined are only making $33 billion a year, all combined, compared to the drug industry. That tells you they have all the money. They don't need the money, but they do have a quota system to cull the population. That seems to be more the case, because again, they are not offering you any cures. Have you heard any medical advertisement on television saying that something can actually cure something? Have you, even the stuff that they're giving the guys, the blue pill, the Cialis and the Viagra and the testosterone under the arm, and the women giving them whatever, you know, hormones, this does not cure. In fact, it can cause cancers to emerge in the system due to the hormonal imbalances that these medications can cause. Okay, and some of them can cause death. So where are the cures? You know, where have they gone? You know, all of a sudden we can't get cured. All of a sudden we have to continually be in a state of breakdown. See, this is why I'm dumbfounded most of the time when I hear people tell me that they've gone to a doctor and they become further disabled or debilitated as a result of going to a doctor. Very rarely, and I'm not kidding you, very rarely do I ever hear someone saying that they've gone to a doctor and the doctor actually helped them. Doctor gave him, not only did they give him the drugs, but they also gave him changes they had to do and also supplied him with supplements that they needed to take. This is a rarity today, very rare. So when we're looking at the things that are going on today, the medical field is not something you are going to want to, again, put a whole lot of stock in. If they have not cured anything, why bother? You got a 50-50 chance of figuring this stuff out yourself without the need of a medical practitioner. Where a medical practitioner may benefit you is they may give you a diagnostic. And again, even a diagnosis has to be questioned by 2 and 3 doctors, because these doctors today will tell you sometimes whatever they need to tell. One person contacted me the other day and said she had high blood pressure. So, well, what's your blood pressure? She said 150 over 80 or 90. He says your blood pressure is not high. And proceeded to tell him the blood pressure averages are 120 over 70, 130 over 80, 140 over 90. She wasn't that high. Not high. When you get around 200, you got a problem. But anything below 200, you're okay. You get around 190, 185, then you got to start considering, okay, maybe I need to do something here before it gets to 200. But at that stage, you don't need to take any kind of drugs or any kind of medicines or anything of that nature. Just maybe you need to supply yourself with nutrients like potassium. You know, eating things like avocado, potato, kiwi, which have high concentrations of potassium in them. You don't need to be eating bananas unless they're fermented, because the fermented banana breaks the sugar down, which allows you to access the potassium. So you really need to understand what you're being told. Never let any doctor rush you into any kind of decision, period. I had a woman contact me the other day and says, well, she's got a pre-cancer thing going on, and they were immediately right away wanting to put her on the radioactive materials and blah, blah, blah. So then the first thing I asked her was, how old you are? She says, well, I'm 70, blah, blah, blah. If you are in your 70s, I am going to tell you right now, you are a marked person when you go into the medical field. Unless you've got a doctor that has a belief in a higher deity, believes in a living God, believes in something more than themselves, and knows that they are going to give an account to their creator. If you don't have that, you've got nothing. If the doctor you're going to does not, in any way, shape, or form, practice the Hippocratic Oath, again, you have got zero. And if you're in the 70 to 80 bracket range, that means you're the generation preceding me. They want you out of the equation. The reason why they want you guys out of the equation, A, one, you got the money. Two, you have a different morality, a different set of standards, a different ethical values than the current generation today. The current generation today has nothing. No value, just stupidity. They believe in some universal conscious horse hockey. They believe in some kind of vegan nonsense. You know, they're going to eat whatever. I just got an article today saying that moms who do not feed their children animal proteins at a young age, the kids become more readily addictive to substances as they get older. So when we're looking at where we're at today, okay, and you actually look at what's going on, those of you in your 70s and 80s, again, you have the wherewithal to think with your brain. You still know how to use that. If not, then you talk to my generation who hopefully still has their brains intact that can help you out. If you talk to somebody younger, it's going to be a crapshoot, you know. But if they have access to the computer, they may be able to help you, provided they're just not looking at a Google and saying, oh, grandma, grandpa, look, it says Google here, blah, 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 you know. There's more to a research than just doing a Google type in. Again, this is the generation they want out of the way. They want my generation out of the way because we will not put up with the nonsense. We will fight them, and they know this. This is why a lot of us were targeted with the nano. And now the nano, while I'm on that topic, has basically expounded. I get more emails now, people contacting me, sending me pictures of their infections, sending me pictures of their pets. Their pets are now getting more and more signs and lesions on the animals. I've had people give the dogs and cats a bath, the anti-nano bath with the triangles and whatnot, and they're seeing all kinds of wonderful fibrous materials coming out of their bodies. So the animals are closer to the earth. They are going to be impacted. They are definitely going to have issues in regard to nano. Now, I also want to point out something as well. Anybody that's going to tell you that you can ferment the nano out of the food supply is FOS. If you don't know what FOS stands for, find somebody who does. Okay, they are full of S. Okay, there's no way you can ferment this out of the food supply. It's virtually impossible. Anybody who's advocating this either A is an idiot, B has no idea what they're talking about in regard to nanotechnology and how it's been embedded in the very core of the genetic code. If they're telling you that you can ferment this stuff out, again, they are FOS. Before you follow any goof, any idiot, any guru on this topic, do your investigative research. Don't just type in Google and that's all you do. Start with my website, augmentinforce.com. There's a slew of information there that will help you tremendously in regard to, again, getting you to understand the nature of this technology. Anybody who's still thinking in terms of biological agent is really retarded, mentally dysfunctional, you know, completely stupid. They have absolutely no idea. They're hanging on to a dynamic or a dichotomy from another era of time. This has nothing to do with these things. This is a more advanced form of epigenetics and transgenics than they could ever imagine. And if anyone is advocating this, I'm coming right out and letting you know there's no way that can be done. All you can do is separate it, filter it, and then consume it at this stage. This, again, anybody advocating this kind of misguided information has absolutely no clue. And I'm telling you this ahead of time, so because you're going to see gurus come out there with some kind of high-end, we're going to save the day. They've got the answer. And then they're going to rape you financially. Okay? Do not fall for this. Do not fall for that kind of horse hockey. It's pure nonsense. They have absolutely nothing to validate what they're saying. Zero. Zero. And we're probably going to be doing videos on this soon. Dave just got a hold of me, so it's just going to be a matter of when we connect. But if we can connect soon, we'll be doing videos, and we're going to expose a lot of this horse hockey so you do not get caught up with this misinformation to again further cause higher levels of exposure to these particulates, higher exposure to metallics that can actually self-assemble and further cause more genetic and DNA damage. People like this, like I said, they are of an old mentality where they're still there trying to get as much as they can out of a dying people so they can save their sorry butts. So again, and I'm telling it the way it is because that's the way it is and that's what's going on. Check out the site. Check out the information. While I'm at it, on my site, I have updated the site a little bit. I'm still, again, a month or two behind, but the September-October links are up. I would suggest you share that with your network. In there, you've got all kinds of solutions and things that you can do in order to be able to filter out some of the things, to minimize some of the things that you're being exposed to. We got things there for your genetic code. We got things there for your stem cells. We've got things there, again, in regard to electromagnetic fields and shields that you can, again, assemble and put together. We have to start thinking in terms of what we got to do now. You know, not building some arc after the fact, after the 5G is up. You want everything in place before it gets there. So you're not strapped financially. You do it in bits and bytes now. Eventually, when it gets to where it gets to, you may be ready to, again, protect yourself and have the protections in place that you need in order to, again, avert some of the damage that these frequencies can do. You got to remember, we're not... FOS, and it's a big pile over most people's head. Yeah, that's true. when we're looking at events and things that are happening, they're going to race ahead. And again, this is not about money. And you know what's interesting about all of this? Again, just to show you how perverse this is, they are selling products. I was noticing that in the grocery store the other day. I was in there, and I was looking at some of the products that they're selling. And a lot of the products that they're selling, for instance, like toilet paper. Toilet paper is loaded with nano. And when you're using toilet paper to wipe your backside and for you women to wipe your front side, a lot of those particulates are getting embedded in those regions. And some of you are having hemorrhoids. And I've had one guy actually contact me, said that he noticed that he was looking at his own. He had a mirror or whatever, and he was checking himself out. And he noticed that there was something inside the vein. It's like a splinter. Because the particulates are being released every time you wipe. I would strongly suggest you start using a washcloth. Go back to the old days of using a rag and some soap, you know. Or even a good rag that you rinse out really well to, again, clean yourselves and then wash the rag afterwards. Minimizing the exposure in the genitalia region and in the area where you defecate. This is something you want to look at. Everything you can imagine that you are exposed to today can have a side effect or will have a side effect. The toilet paper today are being made with fibrous materials that have silica components in them, which again can translocate from the paper to your backside. And that's a reality check. So again, you know, use a rag. If you got to go out and you have to use the washroom when you go out, fine, you know, do what you got to do, unless you can bring yourself under those wipes. And then when you get home, again, wash your backside or your front side, whatever you're doing. So again, this is something to keep in mind. So again, when we're looking at all the things that we're dealing with today, on a nanoscale, even on a picoscale. There are products out there that are telling you stuff on a picoscale. And they're saying that it's coming out of the body. The reason why it's coming out is because the body has gone beyond its saturation point, and it's causing damage to the system as well, even more so than nano would, because of the higher density and the higher concentration of these particulates. So a lot of this stuff, again, is a lot of BS, pure and simple. And when you're looking at things today, again, read, investigate, understand these numbers: pico, atto, femto, nano, micron, you know, a milli. These are things that you want to understand in size. The smaller the particle is, the more problems it can cause your genetic code, the more problems it can cause your mitochondria, the more problems it can cause on your ATP production and your ATP levels. Tony, what do you do with the rag if you are out? Well, I mean, wash it. If you can't wash it, discard it, you know. Either that or get... I don't know if they still sell them, but they used to have these wipes. Now, mind you, they would sting a wee bit if they're on the front side for a woman. On the back side, they may tingle a little bit, but the front side may sting. You may have to use whatever you got to use at wherever you are. And then, like I said, when you get home, wash yourself. You know, that would be my suggestion anyway. Unless you can come up with a better idea. You know, you bring a squirt bottle with you and squirt yourselves or whatever, and then, you know, wipe with something that you can throw away. I probably would go to a dollar store and start stockpiling some things. So when you're looking on, you know, start thinking, you know, in terms of what you women, like I said, you've got more to expose. You know, we have plumbing. You know, and so we don't have that issue, but you have, unless a guy's got foreskin, then again, he has to again clean it just like you would have to clean it. But again, keep these things in mind. You know, things ain't what they used to be. You know, they've gone into our lives and they have created all the wonderful issues that are going on today. So again, look at what is happening, you know, and what you need to do. Like I said, some of you are having hemorrhoid issues, and maybe just because of the toilet paper you're using, that it has splintered your backside and has collected down there. Now you have these issues, and the way to get that out is by using sulfur, consuming sulfur, and again allowing the body to be able to break that down or cling to it and pull it out. And you may want to irrigate the area again to help loosen up whatever may not be embedded or trapped, so that it too will come out. So these are things that you can do. Okay, before I further go on, I want to talk about, you know, supporting the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. There's some changes coming to the Micro Effect, and as time goes on, we'll let you know. But even my show that's on Saturday may be relocating to Tuesdays and Thursdays. So that we'll keep you a heads up on what's going on. But again, in the meantime, support the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network so that they can keep on propagating the news and giving you the best information that they can. You got ByeByeBlueSky.com with Susan Marr, Gag Canada with Bernadette Green. Here are two other organizations and groups of people that are trying to be active in solving and resolving issues. Again, I would tell you to give them a check, see how you can help in supporting them, and share the news. You got me down here at 519-977-5351. Again, we have a website there, augmentinforce.com. There is a catalog link. Feel free to look at the catalog link, and you're going to find all kinds of things there, from tonics to extracts to supplements that, you know, that again, what may help you with dealing with certain issues, herbals, books on DVD, flash drives with 32 gigs of flash drive. It's literally a library, a database loaded and may help you get through the tough times so that you can thrive and not survive. We've got the anti-nano bucket, the anti-nano triangle. We've got the repulsors. We've got t-shirts. We got things there that might surprise you. So go give it a check. I also do consultations as well. So feel free to contact me at 519-977-5351 or again, independs@yahoo.com, independz@yahoo.com. And then when you contact me, if you do decide to contact me, let me know what time zone you're in or what area of the world you're calling me from, because again, I get calls from all over. And so some people says, well, I need this and I need that. Can you send me this? Can you send me that? I say, okay, where are you from? What part of the world are you calling me from? Antarctica. No, I'm just kidding. When we're talking today, some of the things that we're dealing with, we are in the year 2017. Don't assume anything anymore. You can't. You can't afford to assume anything. We are not dealing with a ethical people. We're not dealing with an ethical medical institutions. We are not dealing with a moral medical institutions. We're not dealing with a moral pharmaceutical industry at all whatsoever. And in fact, they are charging you high dollar for name brand products that have contaminations in them that otherwise the cheaper stuff may not have as much. I mean, you got to look at what's going on today. I was in a grocery store and I was just flabbergasted at what I was seeing that was being depicted as a name brand product. And when you're looking at these products, I'm looking at the chemistry and you're, holy crap, look at this stuff. And they're charging an arm and a leg and you're paying to be poisoned. You are paying to be poisoned. You are paying to be debilitated. You are paying to become dysfunctional. This is, like I said, it's just astounding what I was seeing there. Because I don't buy a lot of name brand products, but I decided I would just look and see what was there. And I'm always reading the stuff I buy, because sometimes when you buy stuff, it changes. Something I was buying for a while changed yesterday. It's like, okay, I'm not buying it no more. And that's how I roll. If I see something that all of a sudden has changed the labeling on it, I refuse to buy it. I refuse to support these companies. And I keep telling you, a lot of you, that when you say, what can I do? You have power because you have the finances. If you don't buy the product, they won't sell it. And if you write to the companies and corporations and tell them to remove certain chemicals and biochemical agents in the product, if they don't, you're not going to support them. Well, one of two things will happen. Either they will remove it from the label and still put it in, or they will remove it from the product. And if you take it and get it tested and it has and it still is in the product, then they could be liable for, again, mislabeling their product, not giving you full disclosure. So when we're looking at some of the things today that can be done, you have well within your ability to control the flow of what you get. They have lied to you and misguided you with the idea that they are scientists and they know more than we do. They don't know nothing. They haven't fixed nothing. They haven't corrected nothing. What have they done? All right, come on back for the second half, and we're going to continue on with more discussion in regard to this and ideas and solutions. So anyway, we'll see you in a little bit. Take care.